You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
It was supposed to be a fun weekend camping trip with my friends in the deep woods. We found the perfect spot for our RV at a secluded campsite surrounded by tall trees and the sounds of nature. Little did we know, our peaceful getaway would turn into a nightmare experience none of us would ever forget. As the sun began to set on our first night at the campsite, we gathered around the campfire, roasting marshmallows and sharing scary stories. That's what you do when you go camping, so sue me. Everything seemed perfect until we heard a faint rustling in the bushes nearby. Being in the woods, we simply just brushed it off to just an animal. But as the night went on, the rustling grew louder and more persistent. My friends and I exchanged nervous glances, unsure of what could be causing this noise. Suddenly, out of the darkness emerged a figure that sent chills down my spines. It was horrifying. Even recalling it still spooks me. It was tall and slender, with pale white skin, no fur on its body, no hair, but just glowing yellow eyes. It looked human, but something about it was off. It was frail, like it was starving. It moved with an unnatural grace and had a hungry look in its eyes. As the creature approached us, it spoke in a voice that sounded like a twisted version of our own. It called out our names, mimicking our own voices perfectly with each time it spoke. This sent shivers down our spines as we realized that whatever this thing was, it knew us somehow. It was like it had been watching us, waiting for the perfect moment to approach. We were just about to retreat to the RV. The creature was out there, continuing to call out our names in the eerie chant. It was trying to lure us deeper into the woods, away from the safety of our campsite. Panic set in as we realized we were being stalked, no, hunted by something not of this world. Desperation kicked in as we tried to come up with a plan to escape. Sure, we could simply just get in the RV and leave, if my dumbass friend could remember where the hell he put the keys. We knew we had to stick together no matter what and not let the creature separate us. But no matter how hard we tried to outsmart this thing, the Wendigo was always one step ahead, anticipating our every move. When we went to reach for the door handle of the RV, I swear to you not, the damn door was jammed. It wouldn't even let us inside. I know that sounds impossible, and nobody locked it, and if somebody did, where the hell were the keys? None of it made any sense. It's almost like this creature had some kind of magical power to keep us from going back inside the RV. We just huddled there together by the fire, not knowing what else to do. As the night wore on, the creature's mimics grew more aggressive. It would disappear into the forest, only to reappear moments later in a different area in the clearing right next to our campsite, inches away from us. Its twisted form seemed to contort and shift, making it impossible to predict where it would strike next. Fear gripped us as we realized that our only chance of survival was to fight back. We armed ourselves with whatever makeshift weapons we could find, ready to defend ourselves against this Wendigo's relentless onslaught. Yes, I know my cryptids. Adrenaline fueled our actions as we tried to outwit the creature and escape its clutches. Every time it would show its face out of the tree line, it seemed to be just that much closer to us. It was almost like it was toying with us, knowing it could come and attack and devour us at any moment it chose. The hours stretched on, each passing moment feeling like an eternity. We were exhausted, running on pure adrenaline and fear. The relentless pursuit of this Wendigo took its toll on us, both physically and mentally. None of us had any sleep, and there was no way any of us were going to go to sleep knowing that this creature was stalking around us like prey. But we refused to give up, knowing that our lives depended on our ability to outlast this creature's relentless assault. Just when it seemed like all hope was lost, the first light of dawn began to break through the trees. The Wendigo let out a blood-curdling scream, its form twisting and contorting into agony. With one final desperate lunge, it disappeared into the darkness, never to be seen again. I made another final attempt, not feeling confident that it would work, but I reached for the door handle of the RV and magically, it was unlocked. It was almost as if this creature's magic had worn off when the sun rose. But it didn't attack us. It almost seemed like it was trying to lure us individually into the woods to take us out one by one. But as a group near the fire, with the makeshift weapons that we had found nearby, it never made its pursuit towards us. As we packed up our campsite and prepared to leave, a sense of unease still lingered in the air. We knew that the Wendigo may be gone, but its presence would always haunt us. And as we drove away from that secluded campsite, we couldn't shake the feeling that something in those woods was watching us, waiting for its next opportunity to strike.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
My wife and I had been looking forward to our RV camping trip for months. We both loved the outdoors and couldn't wait to spend a few days surrounded by nature. Little did we know that our peaceful getaway would turn into a nightmare beyond our wildest dreams. We had found a secluded spot deep in the woods, far away from the other campers. The sun was setting, casting long shadows across the forest floor as we started a campfire and settled in for the evening. The crackling flames and the chirping of crickets were the only sounds in the otherwise silent forest. As we sat by the fire, enjoying a quiet evening together, I suddenly felt the chill run down my spine out of nowhere. I brushed it off as nothing more than a trick of the wind, but my wife must have sensed something off as well. She looked at me, her eyes wide with concern. "Did you hear that?" she whispered, her voice barely above a whisper. I strained my ears, trying to pick up on any sound out of the ordinary. Then I heard it, a low, guttural growl coming from the darkness beyond our campsite. My blood ran cold as I realized that this was no ordinary animal lurking in the woods. Without a word, we both stood up and grabbed our flashlights, shining them in the direction of the surrounding trees. What we saw next would haunt us for the rest of our lives. A figure emerged from the shadows in the tree line, humanoid in shape, but unnaturally thin and pale. Its eyes glowed in the darkness, reflecting the light of our flashlights. It moved with an otherworldly grace, its body twisting and contorting in ways that no human could. My wife gasped in horror as the figure began to shift and change before our eyes. Its limbs elongated, Its skin rippled as fur sprouted from its body. In a matter of seconds, the creature had transformed into a large coyote, its yellow eyes fixed on us with an unnerving intensity. We were frozen in fear, unable to move as the creature stalked closer to our campfire. I could hear my heart pounding in my chest, the sounds echoing in my ears as I struggled to come to terms with what I was seeing. Suddenly, the coyote lunged forward, its jaws snapping inches away from my face. I recoiled in terror, stumbling backwards as my wife screamed in terror. We both knew that we were facing something beyond our understanding, something ancient and malevolent that had no place in our world. With one final burst of adrenaline, we turned and ran into the darkness, our flashlights cutting through the night like blades. The creature pursued us. Looking back now, I knew that was probably the worst decision we could have ever made. We should have simply just ran back into the RV. The creature pursued us, its feral howls echoing through the trees as we stumbled over roots and rocks in our desperate bid for escape. I could feel the creature's hot breath on my neck, its claws scraping against the ground as it closed in on us. My wife's hands slipped from mine, and I turned to see her fall to the ground, a look of pure terror etched on her face. I knew there was no time for this, but that was my wife. I stopped, turned around, and helped her back up. I knew that we both had to keep running, to keep going no matter what. I pushed myself to my limits, my lungs burning with exertion as I barreled through the underbrush. I could hear the creature behind me, its growls growing louder and more furious with each passing moment. Just when I thought that all hope was lost, I saw a faint glimmer of light ahead. It was the road, the pathway to safety that would finally free us from this nightmare. With one final burst of energy, I raced towards it with my wife, my legs pumping furiously as I pushed myself to my limits. As I bursted out of the tree line and onto the road, I collapsed on the pavement, gasping for breath as I looked back into the darkness. The creature was nowhere to be seen, but I knew that it was still out there, waiting for its next unsuspecting victim. My wife and I clung to each other, our bodies shaking with fear and exhaustion. We knew that we had narrowly escaped with our lives, that we had faced something beyond comprehension and come out on the other side changed forever. Eventually, somebody pulled over and took us back to our RV. We vowed never to speak of that night again, to bury it deep within our memories and try to move on with our lives. But deep down, I knew that the image of that shape-shifting creature would never leave me, that it would haunt my dreams for as long as I lived. And so, we left that cursed place behind, the memory of that skinwalker lingering like a shadow in the back of my mind. I knew that we had been lucky to escape with our lives, that we had witnessed something truly beyond the realm of human understanding. As we drove away from the woods in our RV, the sun rising over the horizon, I couldn't shake the feeling that something had shifted within me. That I had glimpsed a darker, more primal side of the world that I had never known existed. And so my wife and I drove into the dawn, leaving the horrors of that night behind us as we ventured back into the light of day. But deep down, I know that we will never truly be free from the memory of that skinwalker that had stalked us in the woods, forever changing the way we viewed the world around us. It was a beautiful summer day, and my girlfriend Jennifer and I decided to go hiking in the remote woods near our RV campsite. The sun was shining through the thick canopy of trees, casting a dappled light onto the forest floor as we made our way along the winding trail. As we walked, we heard strange faint growls echoing in the distance. At first, we brushed it off as a wild animal in the distance. But as we continued, the growls seemed to be getting closer. Jennifer gripped my hand tightly, her eyes wide with fear.
"You heard that, didn't you?"
she whispered, her voice trembling. I nodded, my own heart beating out of my chest.
"We should probably turn back,"
I suggested, trying to keep my voice steady. As we turned around and started to walk back the way we came, the sound of snapping twigs seemed to follow us, as if something was stalking us through the trees. My skin prickled with unease, and I quickened my pace, pulling Jennifer along with me. Finally, after several minutes later, we emerged from the woods and reached our campsite. But as we approached our RV, a sinking feeling settled into the pit of my stomach. The door was ripped off its hinges, the windows shattered, and the inside was a scene of total destruction. The bed mattress was torn to shreds. The cabinets were broken and splintered.
"Oh my God,"
Jennifer gasped, her hand flying to her mouth in horror. I felt a surge of adrenaline as I scanned the area outside the RV, my eyes landing on a figure lurking in the shadows of the tree line. It was a creature unlike anything I had ever seen. A humanoid, dog-like creature, fur-covered limbs and hulking mass, its red eyes glowing like embers in the darkness. I grabbed Jennifer's hand and pulled her back, my heart racing as I tried to make sense of what we were witnessing. The creature was just staring at us, its gaze unwavering and malevolent.
"We need to get out of here,"
I said, my voice urgent.
"Grab what you can. We have to go now."
Together, we grabbed quickly what we could and rushed back into the RV. The creature remained in the shadows, watching us in silence. I could feel its eyes on me, its presence sending chills down my spine, even though we were in the safety, well, kinda safety, of the RV. But the RV, in all reality, was not a safe place. The door was off its hinges. We were truly sitting ducks of prey if we just stayed in that RV with no escape possible. We had to get back onto the trail. We left the RV, still watching this creature just staring at us in the distance. Luckily, the trail that we had taken was in the opposite side of where he was watching us. We slowly crept over towards the entrance of the trail. Once we had made our way back onto the trail, still kind of walking halfway backwards, checking out over our shoulder to see if this thing was following us, we continued on walking. But even so, walking on this trail, I could sense that we were being followed. The growls and snapping twigs seemed to be all around us, closing in on our every move. Jennifer clung to my side, her breath coming in ragged gasps as we pushed through the undergrowth, desperate to escape. Suddenly, a growl, guttural snarl sounded from behind us, and I whipped around to see that this dogman emerged from the trees was now not too far behind. Its fur bristled, its teeth bared in a menacing snarl as it advanced towards us with deadly intent. I pulled Jennifer close, my heart pounding in my chest as we faced the creature head on. In that moment, I knew that our lives were in grave danger, and we had to fight for our survival. With a roar of defiance, I lunged at the creature, my fists swinging in the frenzied blur as I tried to drive it back. Jennifer joined in, her own screams blending with mine as we fought for our lives against the monstrous dogman. It was do or die. It was either keep walking or run away and just get devoured, or fight and go out on our terms. The battle was brutal and intense, the sounds of snarls and cries mixing with the rustle of leaves as we clashed against our formidable foe. We had found short, sharp sticks and rocks to use as weapons. Blood and sweat mingled as we struggled to gain the upper hand, being two against one. And even that wasn't the greatest odds against this beast. But our fear and determination were fueling our every move. Finally, with the mighty blow of a rock, I managed to land a distinctive strike and sent the dogman reeling out in pain. It staggered back, its red eyes narrowing in a mix of rage and pain as it let out a final mournful howl before vanishing into the darkness of the woods. The creature had given up, realizing that this simple meal would not be so simple. Breathless and shaken, Jennifer and I collapsed to the forest floor, our bodies trembling with adrenaline and exhaustion. We had faced a terror unlike anything we had ever encountered, and we had emerged victorious, but not without cost. Jennifer had a broken wrist, scars and scratches all over both of our bodies, and come to find out I had two broken ribs. But the memory of that night will haunt us for the rest of our days, and so will the scars. As we did make our way back to our campsite eventually, the first light of dawn breaking through the trees, I knew that we had survived a night of unimaginable horror. But the darkness of the forest would always hold secrets untold, and the memories of the dogman and its red glowing eyes would forever linger in the shadows of our mind. Realistically, it was supposed to be a peaceful night of camping in the serene wilderness of Zion National Park in the state of Washington. My wife Julia and I have been looking forward to this trip for months, excited to escape the hustle and bustle of city life and immerse ourselves in nature. We parked our RV in a secluded spot in the park, surrounded by towering trees and the sounds of chirping crickets. As the sun went down and darkness enveloped the forest, we settled down for the night, snuggling up on our cozy bed inside the RV. The gentle sway of the trees and the distant hoot of an owl lulled us to sleep, our worries and stresses melting away in the tranquility of the night. But our peaceful slumber was abruptly shattered in the wee hours of the morning. I was jolted awake by the sound of rocks striking the side of our RV, loud thuds echoing through the quiet night. Julie stirred beside me, her eyes wide with fear as another rock crashed through one of the windows, shattering it into a thousand glittering shards. Panic coursed through my veins as I scrambled out of bed, my heart pounding in my chest. I peered outside cautiously, trying to make sense of the terrifying situation unfolding before us. I saw it. A massive, hulking figure looming in the darkness, standing over 7 feet tall, with long, tangled hair covering its entire body. My blood ran cold as the creature let out a guttural growl, the sound reverberating through the stillness of the night. Its eyes gleamed with an otherworldly light, filled with a primal savagery that sent shivers down my spine. And then, with a deafening roar, it began to beat its chest in the display of dominance and aggression. Julie let out a strangled gasp, her hand clutching mine in a vice-like grip. We were frozen in terror, unable to tear our eyes away from the terrifying sight before us. Every instinct screamed for us to flee, to escape this nightmare come to life. Without a word, we made a silent agreement, and I dashed for the driver's seat of the RV, scrambling to start the engine and speed away from the danger that lurked outside. The creature let out one final bellow, a primal roar that echoed through the forest, and then we were tearing down the road, leaving behind the nightmare that had invaded our peaceful camping trip. As we drove away from Zion National Park, our hearts still racing with adrenaline, I knew that we would never return to that place. The memory of the monstrous creature, the hairy Bigfoot that had thrown rocks at our RV and shattered our window would haunt our nightmares for years to come. And so, we left behind the beauty of the Zion National Park, forever tainted by the horror that had lurked beneath its peaceful facade. Our once idyllic camping trip had turned into a nightmare, a chilling ordeal that we would never forget. And as we drove into the dawn, leaving the park far behind us, I knew that we had narrowly escaped a fate worse than death. I had been looking forward to this camping trip for months. It was supposed to be a much-needed escape from the hustle and bustle of the city life, a chance to reconnect with nature and recharge my batteries. My friend Sam had agreed to come along, and we set off early one Saturday morning, eager for an adventure. Once we arrived, we set everything up and decided to go on a hike quickly before we had lunch. As we hiked through the dense forest, the sun dappled through the canopy above, we chatted and laughed, enjoying each other's company and the peace and quiet of the wilderness. But as the hours passed by and the sense of unease began to settle over me, I couldn't shake the feeling that we were being watched, which I know is something that people say all the frickin' time, but this was different, and something sinister was lurking just out of sight. I tried to push my feelings aside, telling myself I was just being paranoid, psyching myself out because I had watched one too many scary movies. But as we emerged from the thick patch of trees back into the clearing of our campsite, my heart dropped. My RV, the one I had saved up for years to buy, the one that held all my most precious possessions, was gone. I felt the blood drain from my face as I looked around, desperate for some sign of where it may have gone. But there was nothing. No tire tracks, no footprints, nothing to indicate who had taken it or where they had gone. Sam must have seen the horror and disbelief on my face because he reached a hand to steady me. "What the hell happened?" he asked, his voice barely a whisper. I felt sick to my stomach as I realized what had occurred. Someone had stolen my RV while we were out hiking. This is a sick world we live in, where you couldn't even go camping without getting robbed. We quickly made our way back to the trailhead, hoping against hope that we may be able to catch a glimpse of the thief or my beloved RV somewhere else nearby. But as we trudged through the forest, the sinking feeling in my gut only grew stronger. It was as if the trees themselves were closing in on us, condemning us to this nightmare. While we were hiking, I used my satellite phone that I had in my pocket to call the ranger station in this park, letting them know what had happened. I want to say about 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes had passed walking on this trail. We found out that one of the park rangers was waiting for us, heading in our direction. He had received a report about the stolen RV, and was searching the area once he had received the call. I told him everything that had happened, and he promised to do everything in his power to find my RV and bring the thief to justice. He told us there was nothing more that we could do outside of giving him everything that we know about this RV, what it looked like, what color it was, the size of it, etc. All we could do was go back with him to the park ranger station and wait it out for some news. Fast forward, we are now at the park ranger station waiting to hear some news. But no matter how long we waited, I couldn't shake the feeling of violation that hung over me. My safe place, my home away from home, had been ripped away from me in an instant. I felt exposed and vulnerable, as if the thief had reached into my very soul and stolen a piece of me. Days turned into weeks, and still there was no sign of my RV. I grew restless and anxious, constantly on edge, unable to relax or find peace. Sam did his best to reassure me, but I could see the worry in his eyes, the fear that we may never find my RV or the person who had taken it. Then, one night, just as I was on the brink of despair even worse, I received a call from the park ranger. They actually had found my RV, abandoned in the middle of the forest, stripped of all its valuables and left to rot. I couldn't believe it. After all of this time, my RV was finally back in my possession. Destroyed, but still I had it back. But the joy was short-lived. For as I stepped inside my now mangled RV once I had driven back to the park, I was in total shock. The inside of the RV had been ransacked, the walls smeared with strange symbols and messages written in blood. It was as if the malevolent force had taken a hold of my RV, tainting it with its dark presence. I knew then that I would never feel safe in my RV again, that the memories of that fateful camping trip would haunt me forever. And as I looked out into the darkness beyond, I couldn't shake the feeling that someone or something was watching. As I drove away from the forest, my RV in tow, I vowed never to return. The woods held too many secrets, too many dangers that I could never hope to understand. And as I glanced in the rearview mirror, I was certain that I saw a shadowy figure lurking in the trees, its eyes filled with malice and hunger. I shuddered and turned my gaze back to the road ahead. The memory of that camping trip burned into my mind like a scar. This is a sick world that we live in, where even in the most innocent of excursions can turn into a nightmare. And as I drove into the night, the darkness closing in around me, I knew that I would never be the same again.